Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 8, Commitment. The commitment phase of the sales process is highly delicate. It is important to understand how to move people from a verbal commitment to the actual sale. This requires maintaining connections, reminding customers of values, and calls to action. Going into this process prepared will improve the chances of success. A verbal yes. Do not let your guard down once a prospect provides you with a verbal yes. The yes is simply an indication of intention in most cases. If you do not follow through to the point of sale, the yes is meaningless. There are several different ways that the verbal yes can slip to a permanent no. No matter how firm you believe the yes to be, you must take responsibility to act on your promises and maintain a connection. The prospect gets busy and sidetracked. The competition tries to undercut your deal. The salesperson gets sidetracked and fails to follow up.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Maintain connection. Maintaining a connection requires following up with clients. The odds are that you have more than one client, so keep up with notes and use a CRM system if you have one. Pay attention to any promises that you made and deliver on them. As the old saying goes, overcommit and underdeliver. When following up, you should contact people when you say you will, provide them with any updates or new information, connect with all people involved in the process, frequently communicate using the method that they prefer, ask for a commitment. Remember that going too long between communications can be detrimental to achieving true commitment and your sale. Remind customer of value. When customers are close to making a commitment, it is important to remind them of the value, which is why you pique their interest in the first place.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Compare price with the competition. Remind customer about shared personal and professional values. Bring up incentives. Share what sets your brand apart from everyone else. What you share with customers will depend on your company, level of relationship, and commitment. Remember that there is nothing wrong with recalling value, but you do not want to seem desperate when you do. Call to action. Calls to action are not only for online shoppers. They can occur anywhere and are quite simply opportunities for customers to buy immediately. Your calls to action will be unique to your business, but there are some tips to help you make them effective. Create a sense of urgency. Appeal to supply and demand. Customers are motivated by scarcity. Use action words. Offer extras for immediate actions. These include free shipping, etc.
Created with free
choices.
Version for non-commercial use.
Do not
use.
Offer too much. It confuses customers. Stand out. Any visual presentations should highlight calls to action. Calls to action can be very effective when used correctly. Again, customers should be close to making a final commitment, or this may scare them away. Case study. Chloe had been working with Maribel for the past 2 weeks when Maribel verbally committed to signing a contract with Chloe's dance studio for lessons. Chloe was sure that the sale had been made, and since she was so busy, she decided to wait for Maribel to contact her. After 3 days, Chloe had not heard anything and decided to follow up with her new customer. Maribel answered and explained that she changed her mind. Some friends convinced her that the cost of the lessons was too high for her to afford.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.